We're here at Robert A. Harris Gymnasium and the start of this ball game series between Coffey Middle and Cannon Middle Grades. We'll be getting ready to tip everything off here in just a couple of minutes.
Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Cannon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042.
All right. Put 6 minutes on the clock, and we're going to get things started here momentarily. As it will It'll be Cannon County to control it, or Coffey County, I'm sorry, to control it. Number one, J.C. Nogaloo will give it over to Ella Arnold. Nogaloo with the ball again over in the corner to Kaysen Morgan. Right side, number 10, Ella Arnold, and travel. So Cannon County will control the ball. The last time these two teams met, which was about a week ago, well, let's see, tonight's Thursday, they met on Monday. Coffey Middle took it to them 47-15. Cannon with the basketball. It's going to be Abby Alexander, who's come back from a broken wrist, puts it up. No, the rebound out of bounds. It'll be red basketball. Number 10, Abby Alexander. Number 14 is Kylie Jo Byram. 21 is going to be Miley Swartz. 32 is Addison Nichols. There's a pass inside. That's going to be number 20, Adeline Clark. No good, and the rebound pulled down by Cannon. Swartz gives it over to Alexander. Abby pulling it over to Swartz, and the ball goes out of bounds, but it's going to be last touch by number 23, Natalie Barnes. Barnes was the one that went off for 20 points in that game on Monday up there in Manchester. Pass goes underneath. Nichols couldn't make it. Gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. And with 4:30 left to go, 2-0 in favor of Cannon. Here's a jumper up, no good, and the rebound pulled down and back around. No good. No good. Galoo, there's a three by number 10 with 4:10 left to go. There's a steal and a jumper by Natalie Barnes. Alexander trying to break the full court press, drawing double team, nobody there to help her. Tenpenny wanted to call a timeout. Nogadaloo. Ball down underneath, shot up by number 23. And with 3:35 left to go, it is 7-2, the score.
Guess what I did? Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
Cannon County with the basketball. As they come out of the timeout, they turned it over, but they got the ball back after two missed shots. And Abby Alexander will get it over to Byram. Byram. And a three-second violation going to be called on Layla Barrett, number one. Three minutes left to go in the opening quarter. Right side pass to number 10. That's Arnold. Gives it back up to Nogdalu. Nogdalu will take a three-pointer and just nail it. And a steal. Going the other way. Layup is good. Here's Alexander getting the ball over to Byram. Byram's jumper draws air and 12-2. Nogdalu up to the right side to Arnold. Down on the baseline it goes to Morgan. Back to Nogdalu. Cross courts it on over to Arnold. Arnold pulls up the jumper. It's an air ball. Rebound Nichols controls. Flips it on out to Alexander. Abby pushing the ball up the floor. Abby double teamed and taken away by Nogdalu. Nogdalu going to drive it in the lane. Put it up. Put it in. Minute 45 left to go in the first quarter, and it's 14-2 the score. Pass comes over to Byram. Now to Barrett, back to Byram. Byram turns around, puts it up. No, gets her own rebound back. Squeezes it back out to Alexander. Runner in the lane, short. Rebound Nichols up. No, rebound over the top, and that's going to be Arnold. Arnold will push it up the floor. Minute 18, top of the key. Inside the three, won't go. And the rebound to Clark, or I'm sorry, to Barnes. Over in the corner, here comes Morgan. Her shot, no. And out goes Arnold. Top of the key, Nogdalu. Nogdalu left side, Arnold. Under a minute to go in the opening quarter of play. Left side, here comes Morgan. Back to Nogdalu. Nogdalu left side, number 24, Morgan again. Now top of the key, Arnold. Alec finds Nogdalu, open three from the corner, won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Addison Nichols. 37 seconds left to go in the opening quarter, 14-2 the score. Alexander facing the double team. Got to help her out, Barrett does. Dumps it down low to Nichols. Nichols turns around and lays it in. 32, easy pass, goes in, number 20. 16-4, 9 seconds, and Alexander falls down, but the ball, three-pointer on the way from Schwartz, no good. At the end of one, turnover problems, handling the basketball, 16-4, Coffey Middle Grades.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties. Banking by the people, for the people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Fia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full line menu of food and drinks. Check out their Build It Yourself Burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333.
The last roster we got was girls in road uniforms, so I'm not for sure who number 25 is at this point, but we'll see if I can do a little research and find out if there is a foul. 25 is going to be Jalen Taylor checking into the ball game. And Addison Nichols will go to the free throw line. Free throw one up, no good. Second free throw is good, one of two. Five for Nichols. Here's Coffey with it in the corner. A three on the way, won't go. Rebound, Barnes tying it up, and she touched it last. Cannonball. Alexander going to draw into the double team. Nobody there to help her. You've got to get Swartz up. You've got to get Barrett cutting over in the middle. The idea that you want to do, though, is if you're Alexander, you want to take it up the middle of the floor. Don't be drawn into one idea. Good job by Barrett. Nice screen. Alexander now double team. Barrett's open on the side. Barrett for three. That's going to be no good. The rebound tipped around. Jalen Taylor's got it. Dishes it down. I'm sorry, that Swartz has got it. Addison Nichols pulls up. No. Rebound Taylor. She puts it up and she's fouled. .457 left to go in the first half. And Jalen Taylor. Shoot free throws. One up, one, none in. Second free throw won't go, but Nichols goes up, puts it in. Quickly up the floor comes Coffee County. Here is a shot, no, and the rebound pulled down by Cannon. 16-7, Alexander pushing it up the floor, trying to get it out of that double team again. Alexander brings it to the top, comes off a screen by Swartz, drives it down the baseline, flips it over. Left side, Alexander for three, and that's going to be a three-point free throws. Oh, no, they're going to call away from the basketball. Jalen Taylor setting an illegal screen. Unbelievable. And that's, you know, the referee that called the foul held up a three-point stance like three shots and then reversed the call. Top of the key. Now we go to number 24. It's Morgan. Morgan drives it to Arnold, and Arnold lays it up and in, and a 30-second timeout's been called.
Come let those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics USA Manufacturing Facility, located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway, is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today at www.swanjobsusa.com.
Coming out of the 30-second timeout, it's an 18-7 lead. Addison Nichols. Give it over to Abby Alexander. Alexander drops it to Taylor. Taylor right side. Goes inside Nichols. Nichols turnaround jumper won't go. Rebound pulled down by down on the baseline. Three on the way, no good. And here comes Coffee County with the basketball. Left side. Here's a three on the way. Air ball, rebound pulled down by Nichols. Nichols, give it over to Abby. Alexander, double team, protects the ball, gets it to Taylor, and Braylon Taylor loses it. Here comes number one, that's Nogdalu. Missed the shot, and here comes Alexander with the rebound. Over to Nichols. Nichols, that's two shots, and I think the referee underneath was going to call pushing off on Nichols, but went ahead and gave the other referee the opportunity to make the call because he was in better position. Addison Nichols to the free throw line, one up, none in. Second free throw won't go either, but Cannon gets the rebound, and on the way down, it's wrestled away and taken by Coffee. Middle, right side, Arnold, who's got 5 points, swings it left side, number 24, Morgan. Morgan's jumper no good, and it will be out of bounds. Inbound it goes. Barnes triggers it over to Nogdalu. Back right side to Barnes. Three on the way, bagged it. And a timeout called by Cannon County. With timeout, we'll take one as well. 21-7, 14 ball.
Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Cannon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042.
It's Alexander. Needs some help. Throws it over out. Nichols. Addison Nichols going to drive it in the paint. Run it up. No, no. She didn't get in the lane, and here comes a technical. She was still moving when Nichols made her position. You've got to be set in the lane before Nichols makes the move to the basket. And Nichols was, and the defense was not set. What's going to be bad is we got one more game after this. So Barnes will go to the free throw line to shoot the free throws, one up, one in. Second one, no good. So one of two for Barnes. 22-7, and Coffee County will get the ball back as a result of the technical. Right side pass goes to Arnold. Inside Barnes, left side. Here comes number 24, Morgan, bringing it back. Left side, here's a three. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Cannon County. 22-7, Miley Swartz will bring it up the floor. Swartz will drive the baseline. Trying to feed it in to Nichols. Nichols got it this time, and she's going to score. 22-9. Barnes, left side, down on the baseline. It goes to 24, Morgan. Right side, it goes to Arnold. Dropping it down to the center, Spears. Spears couldn't make the shot. Loose ball, and there's going to be a pushing foul on number 10, Ella Arnold. That's not a charge. Loose ball foul. Still not a charge. Here comes Alexander down the baseline to Swartz. And a jump ball, held ball belonging to Coffey Middle. Nogdalu, right side, three on the way. No, rebound, Nichols. Nichols gets it over to Alexander. Alexander, double team, gives it over to Swartz. They drop it inside. Here's Nichols driving. Layup good, and this time a foul. So the and one coming up from Addison Nichols. Free throw up, good. 22-12. Right side pass, they drop it down low. Now to Nogdalu for three. That one's not going to go. Rebound, and that's going to be a pushing foul on number 10 for Coffey Middle. Swartz, Alexander, gonna throw it up there, and it doesn't have enough room. 22-12, halftime score. We'll take a break, come back. Coffey Middle on top.
Guess what I did? Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Sophia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full line menu of food and drinks. Check out their Build-It-Yourself Burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333. Come let those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics USA Manufacturing Facility, located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway, is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today. at www.swanjobsusa.com. Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Canyon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042.
We'll take a little bit of a break, and when we come back, we will have the second half for you. It's 22-12 with 5:26 left to go before we hit the third quarter. We'll be back in a minute.
Guess what I did? Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sophia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full line menu of food and drinks. Check out their build-it-yourself burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333. Come let those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics USA Manufacturing Facility, located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway, is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today at www.swanjobsusa.com.
All right, we're here for third court action. It'll be Abby Alexander in Cannon County trailing 22-12 as Miley Swartz, Kylie Joe Byram, and the pass to batted down, Barnes over Nogdalu. Nogdalu's layup, and she's got seven. Nogdalu had five before those two, and it's 24-12. Barnes leads it with 10. And we have Ella Arnold with five. Number 20, Adeline Clark with two. Here's Nichols, who scored all 12 of Cannon County's points, and she's going to the free throw line with the opportunity to score two more if she can hit the free throw. Free throw one, up and good. Second free throw, nothing but net, 14 points for her, 14 for Cannon. She's got them all. Arnold down on the baseline. Top to Nogdalu, to the right side to Arnold. Arnold brings it back over to Clark. Clark wide open jumper and bagged it. Line drive. Actually, that's number 24. That's going to be Morgan, her first three of the night. 27-14. Barrett, right side, it goes over to Swartz. Swartz in some trouble, clears it over to Nichols. Now to Barrett. Barrett puts it up. No, and the rebound comes out to Morgan. Out to Nogdalu. Running is Arnold. Arnold going up, and she traveled. 27-14 the score. Cannonball. They trail by 13. Number 10. We're going with Abby Alexander. Going over to Kylie Joe, but the pass is tipped and taken away, and Arnold goes up for the layup. Missed it. Got her own rebound, but she stepped out of bounds. Inbound comes over. Number 10. That'll be Abby Alexander. Alexander, long pass over the head of Kylie Joe Byram, and Coffee Middle will retain possession. Under 4 minutes to go in the third, 27-14 the score. Nogdalu to the left wing, that's going to be Morgan. Morgan gives it back to Nogdalu, to the right side to Arnold. Arnold cutting is Barnes. Barnes lays it up. Too hard of a shot, and the rebound pulled down by Byram. And the outlet comes over to Alexander. Alexander getting by Nogdalu in the lane. Let's see, who was it? Barnes got a hand in there and knocked it loose, but it'll be touched last by Coffee County. Middle. Kennedy Clark will check in, also number 25. That's Jalen Taylor. last home game for, well, according to this, it's the last home game, but there is supposed to be a game on December 13th. So it's eighth grade recognition night tonight. I don't know how that works. Here comes a pass that's batted down by Barnes. The outlet pass to Arnold. Arnold's got the easy layup, and she hit it. 29-14. Timeout going to be called by Cannon County. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment. 29-14, 15-point lead by Coffee County.
Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Cannon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And the inbound, and that's going to take place, even though this was eighth grade recognition night tonight. Okay. Here comes Abby Alexander through the double team. Nobody helping out, and it's stolen. That's Barnes. Barnes going up for point number 12, and she nailed it. It's one thing that's easily fixed. When you get into a trap like that, you've got to stop standing around. And Alexander got the pressure on her. They're too far away. They've got to get closer to Abby, and she's going to go sit down. Number four. We'll check in. That should be Sism. And the jumper up, no. Rebound on the ground. Back out to Morgan. Her little seven-footer is good. The lead is up tonight by 19 is Bailey Sism in the ball game. And Schwartz, and there's a foul. They're going to call a foul. Schwartz will inbound. Over to Sism. Bailey, double team, stopped. Threw it over to Clark. Clark back out to Sism. Sism gives it over to Schwartz. Schwartz. Sism into Taylor. Jalen. And the ball kicked out. Taken away by Coffee County. Nogdalu on the other side. Shot goes and a foul. There is one more home game for Cannon County that we understand, even though this was eighth grade recognition night. December the 13th, DeKalb West comes to town after a away at home series with them as Nogdalu knocks down the free throw. She's got 10. 36-14 the score. Sism goes over to Schwartz. Schwartz. And it's going to be Taylor. Phillips is in the ball game for Cannon. Aubrey Phillips, and couldn't get the ball to her. Number 14 checks in. That's Byram again. Nogdalu will bring it up. Nogdalu right side. Arnold gives it back to Nogdalu over in the corner to Morgan. They find Barnes down underneath, and Nichols. Get tagged for a second foul. Inbound. Three on the way. Arnold nailed it. 10 for Arnold. Three players, double figures for Coffee Middle. The Lady Red Raiders on top, 39-14. Swartz, Sism, Byram. Over the hands of Sism. Sism will get it back, though. Deliberate loose ball picked up. Nogdaloo out to Barnes, who's got it all by herself. Layup good. 41-14. Sism with the basketball. Pass right to Arnold in the passing lane. Layup, good. 9 seconds left before this quarter's over. Sism in the lane, throws it up off the glass, won't go. Rebound, and that'll be the end of the quarter. 43-14. Coffee County. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Fourth and final quarter of regulation.
That's what I did. Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
43-16 the score. They did count the two from Nichols right before the buzzer. She got it off the rebound, put it back in. But it's all been Coffee County and the inability to hang on to the basketball, make good passes, keep it on their way. It's number 12 there with the shot, no good. That's going to be who? Haley Harris, loose ball. Nogdaloo will take it back. High post pass goes back over to 23. That's Barnes. Shot no. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Red Raider basketball. Inbound for Barnes. And they're going to say, got to give a little bit more space, Kylie. So they tell Kylie to back up a little bit. And the inbound goes left side. Three on the way from number 10, Arnold, and the rebound comes out to Canyon County. Coffee County, 43. Addison Nichols, 16. She's got all of them for the Lionettes. Left side pass goes inside to Nichols. Nichols goes up for the shot. No good. Rebound. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Coffee County. Here comes Abby Alexander back in the game. So it'll be Alexander and Sism in the backcourt for the Lionettes. Inbound. Lobbing it from Phillips. Goes over to Swartz. Now to the right side. Three on the way from Sism. Won't go. Rebound. There's Nichols. Puts it up and in. And she'll go to the free throw line for the and one. Without Addison Nichols, this team would be shut out 43-zip. She's got all 18. Free throw one up, good. Long pass over to Nogdaloo. Nogdaloo, top of the key. Right side. Harris gets it left wing. Little jumper from Harris, and it's good. Haley Harris coming off the bench with her first two. Lead increases 45-19. Alexander basketball. Top to Sism. Sism Back over to Swartz. Abby's got it back, and a timeout going to be called, a full timeout. 4:17 left to go in the game. We'll take a break and be back in a moment.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Long road trip tomorrow to Byrdstown, Tennessee. We'll cover the game on Cannon Courier News and Events Facebook Live. We've been told that we do have cell phone signal available there, so that's a good thing for Verizon Wireless customers. So if that holds true, we will have that broadcast live for you starting at 5:50 with the tip-off at 6 o'clock. Facebook Live video, Cannon Courier News and Events. Be sure to bookmark that page if you haven't done so yet. Friday night basketball. Here is Alexander driving. That one was more of a charge than the last one, but we'll take it. Maybe it was a makeup call. And Alexander will go to the free throw line and try to give Cannon County another score besides Nichols. Oh, they said she wasn't in the act of shooting. Wow. So, no, she doesn't get to go to the free throw line. Here comes Swartz. Her jumper up, no good. Rebound, and it's a held ball. Possession arrow belongs to Cannon County. Phillips will inbound for the Lionettes. Our number 20. Now, Aubrey Phillips shot good by Swartz. .45-22. Side top of the key, Nogdalu. High post, back out right side. There's Arnold again, and she answers the three. 47-22. It's just a two-point shot for Arnold. Alexander. Right side, 3:18 left. Shot up, no. Rebound, run down by Arnold for Coffey Middle. And here comes the Lady Red Raiders offensively. Top of the key, they'll swing it over to Nogdalu. Inside pass over to Arnold. Arnold will bring it back out. Nogdalu, give it over to Harris. Harris number 32 is, I believe, Riley Fuller. Left side pass, number 31, that's going to be Zoe Oliver. They go inside to Fuller. Fuller on the way down, she traveled with it. Substitutions coming in, Braylon and Jalen Taylor along with Kennedy Clark. Miley Swartz, Addison Nichols, and Abby Alexander will take a seat. .33 is Hannah Pitts. She'll be coming in momentarily. Pass thrown away. And there is number 10. Yeah, Arnold to pick it up and drop it in. 2:12 left to go in the game. Coffey Middle has a 49-22 lead. Sism, give it over to Clark. Clark to Braylon Taylor. Braylon passes back to Sism. Sism goes right side. They go inside to Jalen. Jalen Taylor, double team, clears it back. Braylon. Braylon's little jumper rattled out. Rebound. There's Clark with the board. Clark tries to throw it over to Phillips. It's a loose ball, and Cannon County says hot potato, and it'll come back to Clark, and she's pushed by number 31, Zoe Oliver. A minute 32 left to go in this game. Next up will be Tuesday. Lions and Lionettes travel to Avery Trace in Cookeville. On December the 7th, December the 9th, we'll have DeKalb West in Smithville. And they'll close out the season with the December 13th date here in Woodbury against DeKalb West. Pass going over, that's going to be number 24, Morgan. And she lost it, picked up by Braylon Taylor, and out we go to Sism. Sism calls for the play. Goes to the right side, picks up the dribble, top of the key, and now to number 33, Hannah Pitts. Pass deflected. Taylor's got it. Shot up. Blocked. Rebound run down by Pitts. Braylon couldn't hang on to that one. Three on the shot from Bailey Sism, and she bagged it. 49-25. With 30 seconds left to go. Here is Nogdalu, right wing. Top of the key, Harris. Back over to Nogdalu, 15 seconds left. They go into the post, back out. Nogdalu's got it. She'll control, working against Sism. Wheels around Sism, goes up for the layup. Good. She's a small guard, but very athletic. And your final score, Coffee County sweeps the season series as they win the second game, 51-25. It was number 10, Ella Arnold, was 16. Natalie Barnes had 14. J.D. Nogdalu had 12. Adeline Clark with 2. Kaysen Morgan with 5. And Haley Harris with 2. For Cannon County, it was Addison Nichols with 19. You had Miley Schwartz with 3 and Bailey Sism with 3. Final score, 51-25. We'll get ready for the boys' game here momentarily.
Sophia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full line menu of food and drinks. Check out their Build It Yourself Burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333. Let those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics USA Manufacturing Facility, located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway, is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today at www.swanjobsusa.com. Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Cannon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042. Guess what I did? Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Sophia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full-line menu of food and drinks. Check out their Build-It-Yourself Burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333. Come let those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics, USA Manufacturing Facility, located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway, is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today at www.swanjobsusa.com. Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. proud supporter of Cannon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042. Guess what I did? Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Sophia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full line menu of food and drinks. Check out their Build-It-Yourself Burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333. Come let those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics USA Manufacturing Facility, located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway, is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today at www.swanjobsusa.com.
Okay, we're ready to get things going between the Cannon County Lions and the Coffee County Red Raiders of Coffee County Middle School. It'll be for the Red Raiders. Let's see, starting at guard, I believe, is number 21, Luke Campbell. Number 22 at the other guard will be David Lewis. Landon Abanella, Abelana, let's try that. That name's a little tough. We'll see what the PA announcer does, if the PA announcer's going to, whoever the PA announcer is. They're going to announce the starting lineups, but at any rate, 24 is Talon Crossland. He's going to be starting, and the other starter for Coffee County be number 32, Jace Cashin. Abelana, okay, that's what we're going to say too. All right, for Cannon County, they're going to start eighth graders tonight. Number 10, Lucas Phillips. Number 11, Landon Smith. Bodie Davenport, number 24, will be starting at center. Number 14, Brett Smithson. And number 22, Eli Morris, will be starting at the other forward position. Cannon County has got at least two more games to play after this, maybe three, depending on what they were going to do with the Cab West. This was senior night tonight. We're fixing to get things started here momentarily. Stepping into the center circle will be Phillips and number 32, Cashin. Are we ready to play some boys basketball? The boys won by two. Last meetup here, and on Monday night. Cannon County won it. Right side, Smithson against the zone. It'll be Landon Smith, right wing. Phillips, now to number 14, Smithson over to Phillips. Phillips drops it to Smith. Smith from the corner, no good, and the rebound comes out to Coffey County. Abelana will bring the ball up the floor. He'll shovel it over number 22. That's Lewis, top of the key. They go the right side to Campbell. They go down low. Shot is up. It's good. Is that Cashin or? Yeah, it's going to be Lewis. Foul going to be called on Cannon. And Lewis will go for the end one. It's good. 3-0, Coffey County. Lucas Phillips bringing it up, left side. Smith, pass deflected, but it'll go back and Smithson will retrieve it. Smithson gives it to Phillips. Back over to Smithson. Smithson in the lane. This is back outside. Lucas over in the corner. Here's Smithson again. Baseline pass deflected and it'll stay Cannon ball after Abelana couldn't save it. Phillips, left side Smith. Smith, now Davenport. Swing it around to Smithson. Smith in the corner. His three to answer. Rattles out. Rebound pulled down Abelana. Immediately coming off the bench will be Eli Garrett and Aiden Smith. Pass inside. Back out to number 32. That's Cashin. Cashin gives it over to Campbell. Campbell to the right wing. That's Crossland, and Crossland threw it in traffic, and Smithson took it away. Cannon County lead behind 3-0. Here's Phillips in the lane. Tries to force a pass over to Morris. And it'll be taken away. Too much traffic inside. And here comes Campbell the other way. Left side to Abilena. Abilena goes inside to number 32, Cashin. Cashin fade jumper, no good. The rebound deflected, and it'll be picked up by Lewis. Lewis will give it over to Campbell. Now to Abilena. Abelana got Lewis in the paint to Cashin. Cashin going up, layup good. So Cashin scores two and it's 5-0 ball game as Phillips races it up the floor. Clears it out to Bodie for three. Oh, didn't, was close, didn't make it though. Number 21, Campbell. Right side pass, underneath, shot blocked by Phillips. Cashin thought he had an easy two. Lucas, the other way, against Abelana. Top of the key, Davenport, Smithson's three. No good. Rebound run down by Lewis, and he'll get it on over to Abelana, and Abelana will bring it up the floor. I'm not for sure if that's the offense that Coffey County wants to run with Abelana at the point guard, but they're content with it for right now. Here comes Crossland driving, and he lays it in. 7-0. Phillips driving. Pass or ball tipped by Crossland. Crossland will take it. Crossland looking up, layup, no, and a foul. Or no, I'm sorry. Ball goes out of bounds. So substitutions come in. Davenport, Landon Smith go out. Alexander, by the way, Miles Alexander in the ball game, and immediately touches it, and it should be Coffee County ball. Abel on him. Ball goes over in the corner. Lewis drops it down to Campbell. Back outside. Here's Lewis for a three. No good. And Phillips there with the rebound. Lucas will wheel around. Drive it in the lane. Going coast to coast. Blocked by Cashin. And here's Campbell with it. Aiden Smith will go out to meet Avalana. Avalana, top of the key. Here comes Campbell. Left side to Cashin. Right wing to Avalana. Avalana going to drive. Clearing the paint. Three on the way. No good. Rebound off of Smith, but they're run down by Alexander, and he took too many steps. Didn't quite get away with it. He saw his man way down the floor. Knew he didn't have enough arm strength. Had to step into it and took too many steps. 7-0. Coffee County with a minute 10 left to go in the opening quarter. Lewis drops it down to Cashin. I'm sorry, that's not Cashin. That's Crossland who drops it to Cashin. Cashin double teamed, and they're going to call a foul on Garrett, maybe, or Smithson. That's Smithson. He was underneath. Phillips, something's wrong with him. I don't know. Cashin, no, he's okay. I don't know whether they stopped the play. Free throw up is good. So Cashin will get the free throw. Levi Rollman in the ball game, and Cashin knocks down both free throws. Here comes Anderson Laura. So Smithson, I believe, comes out. He does. Laura in the corner over to Phillips for three. Rim rattles out. Rebound Garrett. There's Landon. Landon's jumper no good. Phillips got the rebound. Phillips goes up and no foul called. Miles Alexander will inbound the ball. 41 seconds left. Pass goes in. Phillips shot no. Second one goes. Cannon gets on the board, trailing 9-2. Pass left side. Lob inside it goes, and Landon had nothing to do but foul. And number 34, Roman, will go to the free throw line. Free throw one up, no good. Number 20, Briar Summers, will check in for Coffee County. Second free throw, no good. So 0-for-2 for Rollman. Pass over to Alexander in the corner. Smith, ball fakes, goes over the top. Shot no good. Laura gets the rebound. Anderson gets it out of traffic. Over to Phillips. His three is no good at the buzzer. 9-2 the score at the end of one. It is Coffee County over Cannon County We'll be back with quarter number two in a moment.
Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Canyon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties. Banking by the people, for the people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We'll put a fresh 6 minutes on the clock, get started for second quarter. Cannon County trailing 9-2. Tabalana with the basketball. Tabalana calling for a sweep, couldn't get the offense to move the way he wanted it to, and as a result, threw it away. Cannon with the basketball. Left side. Long pass. Alexander saves it. Phillips. Phillips rolls in the lane, puts it up. Line drive rebound comes out to Garrett. Alexander the other way. Top of the key. Right side here, Smithson. Smithson in the corner. Laura's got a wide open three. He couldn't hit it. The rebound pulled down, and they're going to call a foul on Garrett. Garrett way out of position. Here's number 21. Campbell in the corner. Campbell's got it. Top of the key. Avalana will bring it back out, reset the play. 9-2 the score, Coffee County. Pass over to Summers. Campbell going to drive it in the lane. Right side Avalana, he's going to pull up a three. That's not going to go. The rebound off of number 32, Jace Casham. Garrett's trying to get the pass thrown to him. He was posted up there. Miles left side, Laura. Anderson goes on the other side of the floor. Gets the ball on the baseline. Gives it up to Smithson. Smithson around the perimeter. They just dish it down to Garrett and, I'm sorry, Smith. And a held ball. Possession arrow belongs to Cannon County. So nice job by Phillips. Tied up. Left side. Three on the wall. Or shot up by Phillips. Not going to go on the rebound. Pulled down by Cashin. Gives it over to Alexander, and Alexander will bring it up the floor. Alexander working against Alexander. Campbell working against Alexander. Right side to Cashin. Cashin. Now to Campbell. Left side. Got over to Avalana. Top of the key. Campbell. Going to the left side. Avalana down on the baseline. A jumper by Cashin. No good, but there's a follow through by Roman. And he'll roll it over for 2 points. 11-2. 3:02 left to go. Order, look Pass to Laura, left side. And Phillips stepped on the line and traveled with it. Travel. -22 David Lewis in the ball game. And Avalana will bring it up with Coffee County middle leading by 9. Left side. Pass goes back to Avalana. And overthrows, and Smithson will pick it up. Cannon with the basketball. Long pass. Alexander's got it. Down on the baseline. Phillips fires a pass over to Smithson. Laura inside to Eli Garrett, but the ball is tipped out of bounds by number 22, Lewis. Landon Smith will check in. Laura will take a seat. And they're going to bring in number 24, Talon Crossland, in the ballgame. And the inbound pass by Alexander goes over to Phillips. Lucas brings it back to Alexander for 3. No good, but there. Oh, I thought Phillips had it. And taken away by Lewis. 2:04 left to go in the first half. Cannon County has not scored in this quarter. Here is number 33, Avalana, over to Campbell. Left side, back to Campbell. Campbell's going to drive it, clear it over to Lewis. Crossland trying to get open. The pass deflected, and nice job by Eli Garrett again, knocking the ball out of bounds. Ought to be an interesting grammar school season coming up in January. You look at the boys' programs, it's Eli Garrett and Miles Alexander, the two standouts for that will be playing for Westside. Got a lot of talent in that Woodland team that's here tonight. Lucas Phillips, Landon Smith, Brett Smithson. They might be the team to beat this year. Aiden Smith, I think, also plays for Woodland. So Coach Jack Armstrong is going to have a pretty good Woodland team to try to break the West Side curse, so to speak, since Roger Haley's not coaching anymore. Here's Campbell for 3. That was good. Luke Campbell with a minute 19. 14-2 the score. Left side, Smithson. Goes over to Phillips. Now right side, here's Alexander. Cross courts it to Smithson. Smithson drops it down, and the ball deflected, but Phillips there to pick it up. Back to Alexander. Alexander going to run, travel with it, no call. But there's Phillips with the rebound. No good rebound. Phillips and body, pile of bodies going everywhere. And Campbell, right side, 35 seconds left. And Avalana goes over to Campbell. Luke inside. Now to Avalana and Landon. That's going to call Garrett. Eli's got 2 now. -14 the score. And Warning on black. I'm not for sure what the warning is. I have Alana. Fires it over inside to Cashin. Top of the key, Campbell. Luke. Left side. Aliana, I don't think he wanted Avilana to shoot. That was a shot blocked by Landon Smith. And at the end of the quarter, 14-2, we go to halftime. Cannon did not score in the quarter. We'll be back in a moment with your third quarter action.
Guess what I did? Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered. Fia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full-line menu of food and drinks. Check out their Build-It-Yourself Burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333. Come let those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics USA Manufacturing Facility, located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway, is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today at www.swanjobsusa.com. Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Cannon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042. Guess what I did? Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Sophia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full line menu of food and drinks. Check out their build-it-yourself burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333. Come let those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics USA Manufacturing Facility, located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway, is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today at www.swanjobsusa.com.
We're at halftime here, about ready to start the second half here in a couple minutes. 14-2 to score. Our ball games will be broadcast tomorrow at Red Boiling Springs. We do have a cell phone signal, we're told, so we'll be back with Facebook Live. The reason why we're not broadcasting live tonight as far as on the video is because our camera person has got another obligation that he's undergoing right now, and we wish him the best. He just texted me to let me know how his night is going. But nonetheless, it'll be on Facebook Live tomorrow night, Cannon Courier News and Events. Then we'll look next Tuesday. The middle grades games will be at Avery Trace Middle, 5:30 in Cookeville. And we're checking to make sure we still have the DeKalb West games at DeKalb West on December the 9th at 6. December the 13th, it'll be DeKalb West in Woodbury at 6 o'clock as well. So those games, if we do those games, they'll be broadcast for you right here on ReadyOnTheRadio.com and our internet radio player. Also on Saturday, it is Woodbury Lions Club Day, which means the pancake breakfast starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. And Santa Claus will be visiting at 8, and you can get your picture taken with Santa. Then we've got at 12 o'clock noon, the parade, and we'll have live coverage for you right on Cannon Courier News and Events Facebook page as well. So watch us. 14-2 the score, 6 minutes on the clock. Cannon did not score in the second quarter. See what kind of adjustments Cannon can make to get back into this game. Although they're not too far away, down by 12. Campbell, give it over to number 33, Abilana. Underneath, wide open is Lewis, and Lewis stuck it in for his first two. 16-2, the score. Pass goes over in the corner. And Abilana almost stole it away. Got it out of there. Inbound will be coming in from Alexander. Miles gives it to Landon Smith. He tries a three. No, but there is number 21. Garrett could not make the shot, and the foul going to be called on Lucas Phillips. So that'll be an inbound coming up for Coffee County and a turnover. Well, Liana over it goes to number 32, Cashin. The right side. Abilana driving, dumps it down low. Lewis wide open. He's got point number 7. 4:42 left to go in the third. There's a pass batted, picked up by Abilana. Abilana finds down on the baseline Lewis again, and Lewis steps it up and in. 4:21 left to go in the third quarter, 20-2. Pass inside. There's Garrett. His shot is knocked down by the backboard and then again by the side. And it goes out of bounds. Davenport will check in. And here comes number 22, Lewis, in the lane, going up, layup, good. 11 points and 3:58 and a this official is mixed up, and they're going to give the ball to it should be Cannon County ball. And a timeout's going to be called. We might go to break. I don't know if you want to hear what the fans have to say about this. The whistle apparently blew.
Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Cannon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042.
So they say that Coffee County will get the ball. I don't know. And now a travel. There's a makeup call. There's your makeup call. Alexander will bring it up. Cannon County trailing 22-2, and here's Alexander's shot. Miles couldn't make it. Rebound. Loose ball picked up, and it's going to be full court press. Number 21, Campbell, pulled up the dribble, got rid of it over to Lewis, found Cashin, and he lost it. Lions have got to score, plain and simple. They got to figure out a way to get a score. Alexander going to fire up a three. No good. Rebound. That would have been a good point to get things started for Cannon. 22-2. Campbell and over and back. Eli Garrett. Landon Smith comes in. Bodie Davenport takes a seat. Alexander, left side over to Smithson, gives it back to Alexander. Here's Smith, fires it inside. Phillips, right side, Smithson for three. No, but they're going to call a foul after the fact. Talon Crossland, and that's going to be after the shot, but they're going to put Smithson to the free throw line. Three-shot foul, and he missed the first one. Second free throw. That one won't go. 2:49 left to go in the third. Third free throw rattles in. One of three. 2:49, 22-3. There's almost took it away. There's a pass going to Campbell, and a timeout got to be called by coach for Coffee County. With timeout, 22-3 the score.
Guess what I did? Yeah, I backed my car up and unintentionally ran over my mailbox. This was right after I accidentally overshot my son and threw the football over his head straight through the dining room window, coming to a complete stop on the table. I picked the phone up, called Hannah Haynes with Shelter Insurance. I got great coverage for a low, inexpensive price on my home and automobiles, and the way my day is going, I probably need to pick out a life insurance policy too, especially after my wife gets home and sees my accomplishments. So go get you a free insurance price comparison from Hannah Haynes and Blake Finney at Shelter Insurance. Woodbury office is located at 219 West Main Street. Call them at 867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
Coffee County, 22, Cannon County, 3. 2:40 left to go in the third. Campbell will bring it up against Alexander over in the corner, and Garrett got there late. And we'll pick up foul number, I think, 3. Inbound to Campbell. Miles Alexander on top of Campbell to the right side, now to Lewis. Lewis, pass deflected. Lewis will get it back, though. Lewis, top of the key, and Lucas will reach in there and take it away. Here comes Phillips in the paint. Drops it off the glass and scores it. Full court press. 22-5. There comes another one. Smith couldn't make the shot. Rebound. And Cannon will take it away again. Here's Phillips. And a loose ball picked up by Phillips and a foul. Going to be tagged on to Talon Crossland. Laura will check back in for Landon Smith. And the inbound from Miles Alexander goes over to Smithson, who had trouble picking it up. Crosses it. Miles has got it. Miles thought about the three, won't take it. Gives it over to Phillips. Lucas drives it back to Alexander. Lobs it. Here's Smithson. Jumper up. No, that reason why it was so awkward. And that's going to be number 4 on Garrett. And a timeout called by Cannon County. 4-0 run by Cannon County. They're down by 17, 22-5 with a minute 34 left to go in third.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
22-5. Third quarter. Cannon County's gotten some benefits from the full court press they slapped on. Hey, Valana, going to go for the home run ball, throws it right over to Cassian, and there is a travel. He could have ran all the way to the co-op before they would have called that. They finally blew the whistle. Alexander will bring it up the floor for Cannon. Right side, Phillips splits the defense, puts it up, no, gets his own rebound. Phillips in traffic, no, and foul by, and now no foul. Again, we're talking full court press. It comes over to Campbell, and they call on the out-of-bounds line, Cannon County ball. So Garrett will check back in. I believe he's got four fouls. They're going to get Laura out there so they can get a post player in the ballgame. Actually, that was Gary and Gibbs. Alexander over to Smithson. Now Phillips. Phillips jumper good. 6-0 run by Cannon County. 22-7. Long pass going the other way. Don't touch it. And Cannon County ball. Alexander pushing it up. Top of the key right side. Phillips for three. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Lewis. And Lewis pass deflected. Inbound comes over. Campbell. Campbell will break the full court press. Campbell underneath. And the number 24 lost the ball. Pass inside, and Cannon will get it back. 18 seconds left. Phillips stutter steps, now starts to drive. Phillips in the lane. Two off the glass. Will they score this? I think he missed. Two shots for Phillips as he missed. But Jace Cassian commits the foul. Free throw one up. No good. Phillips was 6 of the 7 points on the board for Cannon right now. Second one goes in, 1 of 2, 7. 8 points with 11 seconds. Long pass, and Liliana throws it almost away. It's going to be picked up, and again, fumbled, and that's the end of the third quarter. 22-8. In favor of Coffee County. We'll take a break, come back with the final 6 minutes. Coffee leads Cannon Middle. Back in a moment.
Sophia's Off the Square Bar and Grill, 114 West Main Street in Woodbury, has a full line menu of food and drinks. Check out their Build It Yourself Burger, grilled ham and cheese sandwiches, sirloin and New York strip steaks, catfish, and more. They offer live music on a regular basis, and you can even show off your singing skills on karaoke nights. They can even cater your next party or special event, in fact. Sophia's, 114 West Main Street. Stop by or contact them at 615-563-2333.
22-8. We go to the fourth and final quarter of regulation. David Lewis with 11 for Coffee County. 7 of the 8 points belongs to Lucas Phillips for Cannon. Cannon is on a run, 5-0 run. Or I'm sorry, 6-2-7-0 run. Unanswered points. Laura for 3. Couldn't hit it. Rebound. Phillips. Alexander. His 3 bagged it. 22-11. The lead is cut down. Here is Cassian, and he traveled. Miles Alexander to bring it up. Cannon on a 10-0 run. Here is Phillips. Shot, no foul. A 9-0 run. Yeah, a 9-0 run. Phillips will go to the free throw line. Tino run. Second free throw is good. 11-0 run. I had it right the first time for Cannon. Long pass. Underneath. Shot good. And there's Talon Crossland. Here's Phillips the other way. No. Rebound, fighting for it. Two players will and they're going to call a foul on Phillips for reaching in. The lead is 11 for Coffee County. Here comes Abelana. Gets rid of it over to Lewis. Lewis going to drive it. Layup, no. Rebound pulled down and put back up and in by Cashin. Cashin was 6, 26-13, 4:43 left to go in this game. Smithson clears it back to Phillips. Phillips driving, puts it up, one-hander. 11 for Phillips, 26-15, 4:31 left to go in the quarter, and Cannon County wants
Come
a timeout.
Those creative juices flow. Swan Cosmetics USA manufacturing facility located at 3202 Elam Farms Parkway is hiring for production line mechanics, operators, assemblers, and warehouse personnel. Apply today at www.swanjobsusa.com.
We're back here at Robert A. Harris Gymnasium. Reminder, a long road trip tomorrow is we'll go to Pickett County. That game will be live on Cannon Curry News Events. We're told we can got a cell phone signal up there, so we'll be able to carry that game. And then on Saturday, 12 noon, it's going to be rolling through town, the Woodbury Lions Club Christmas Parade. We'll have that live also on Cannon Curry News and Events. Inbound. Campbell's got it. Throws it over to Lewis. Lewis quickly up the floor. Phillips, and they say Phillips got a piece of him. Now pick up the foul. So two free throws coming up for number 22, Lewis. It's 1-1 so far from the charity stripe. That one will miss. Garrett will check back in. That one is up and in. 2 of 3, 12, 27-15. with 4:19 left to go in this game. Alexander over to Smithson. Smithson going to drive it, put it up. No, but he's fouled, and we'll go to the free throw line. Now, Smithson went 1 for 3. Two of them were way out of range in his last trip up. Brett Smithson's free throw hits the side of the rim. Darian Gibbs will check back in. Eli Garrett will take a seat. Second free throw. That one won't go, and the rebound comes out to Coffee County, who almost traveled. Pass over in the corner. There's a jumper too hard. The rebound run down by Gibbs. 1 of 5 for Smithson on the free throw line, by the way. Here comes Alexander. Ball fakes. Wide open 3 for Phillips. And it drops in. 27-18. 3:39 left to go in the quarter. It's going to be Campbell. Campbell. Over in the corner. Underneath it goes Lewis. Lays it up and in. David Lewis with 14. The lead is back up to 11. 29-18. 3:06 as there's Gibbs for a 3. Won't go. And the rebound run down, but Cannon's trying to apply some pressure. Lewis. Phillips trying to pick the pocket. Over to Avalana. Avalana drops it down low. Shot missed. Second one is up, and Phillips. They said they got a foul. Cashin will shoot free throws. One up, none in. Cashin was a perfect 2 for 2 until that one. Garrett will check in. .241 left to go, 11-point lead, 29-18. Coffee County. Second free throw, no good. Long rebound run down by Smithson. Clears it out to Phillips. Phillips, left side. Alexander from the side will drive it in. Skip it over to Garrett. Now to Lahr for 3. Oh, that's short. Rebound pulled down by Phillips. He'll go up, and he's fouled by Lewis. And that was a good play by Lewis, but once again, they're going to call the foul on the reach in. Phillips will go to the free throw line. One up, one in. 2:26 left to go. Phillips' second free throw. Whittled it down. 29-20. 5 of 6. 16 for Phillips. Here's Campbell. Campbell. Left side, thrown away by Laura. Anderson's got the ball. Bounce pass underneath to Alexander. Alexander's going to start the play over again. Good job, and he's going to Phillips for 3. Rattled out, rebound. Gibbs will pick it up. Clear it back out to Phillips. Right side, Garrett for 3. Or, I'm sorry, Miles for 3. And Coffey will get the rebound. And Laura will get the foul. Avalana, that'll be 17 fouls, so it'll be a 1-1. Not a bad foul. Timeout called by Coffee County. 29-20 the score.
Got yourself in a legal situation and need a lawyer? Attorney Tony Kane at MCE Law on the Square at 219 West Main Street in Woodbury has got your back. Tony can handle all types of legal situations such as criminal cases, family law, civil litigation, estate planning, probate, personal injury, and much more. No legal issue is too big or too small. Don't appear before a judge without Tony by your side. Proud supporter of Canyon County Lions football, call Tony Kane, MCE Law, at 615-563-8042.
We got a minute 51 left to go in this game. Canyon County trailed big most of the game. They've whittled it down to 9-point lead by Coffee. Coffee's still been able to maintain. It'll be Landon Abilana stepping up to the free throw line. This is a 1-1, and what's intriguing about this is Coffee County took the timeout before the free throws. Abilana's first one up, no good. Rebound, Eli Garrett will go sky high for it. Get rid of it over to Phillips. Phillips driving in the lane. Phillips cut off by Lewis. Here comes Miles Alexander. A little jumper rattles out. Rebound pulled down. Goes over to Luke Campbell. If you're Canyon County, you've got a foul. Get the ball into the hands of Abilana or foul Campbell. Let's see what he's got. And now to him. There's a pass and a travel. Well, if we can't call it right, we're going to call something else to give the advantage to the team that deserves the break. Here comes shot by Phillips, no good. Now you got to foul him. You got to foul him, and they tried. Campbell in the lane, going up, layup, no, and Garrett gets the rebound. Here's Phillips, long pass Lahr. Back over to Phillips. Phillips shot, good. 18. 29-22 with 56 seconds left to go in this game. In middle grades basketball, the game plan is simple. You foul the opposition, send them to the free throw line. Play the odds. That's, you know, I've said this last, the other night, we played Red Bowling Springs. I'll say it again. Especially in middle grades ball. You get the ball on the other side, you can run your offense, but you got to get it back. And to get it back, there's two fouls that they get to give. It's 1-1 bonus. It's not a single, it's not double bonus yet. So take advantage of it. If you can take advantage of that, foul 8 and 9, score, you're down by 5. Full court press. Give it to Lund. Now foul him. They don't. They throw it the other way, and guess who's got the layup? Good. Crossland. 46 seconds. Ball fake. Alexander. Miles couldn't hit that three. And it's a jump ball. Possession arrow belongs to Cannon. Eli Garrett will check in. Gary and Gibbs will take a seat. Inbound. Lob it. Laura's got it. Right side, Phillips. Phillips spins in the lane. Puts it up. No. Rebound. Garrett comes down with it. His putback is off the mark. 30 seconds left. Pretty much this one's over with. Campbell. Pass deflected underneath and shot no good. Phillips with the rebound. 18 seconds left on the clock. 9-point lead by Coffee County, and that's a missed three. Phillips lost it off of his and Alexander, or excuse me, that's not Alexander, Smithson. And that'll be the end of this game. 31-22, your final score. Coffee County gets the sweep here this evening. Well, folks, join us tomorrow night as it will be the Cannon County Lions and Lionettes traveling to Red Bowling Springs. Our ball game will be on Facebook Live on Cannon Courier News and Events Facebook page. Join us tomorrow night. We'll have the tip-off at 6 o'clock right here on Cannon Courier News and Events. Hope that y'all have a great rest of the evening. Coffee County picks up a pair of wins here in Woodbury tonight.